You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
22 to 12 on Newstalk ZB. Catherine Raines knows how to pick a great book. She's got two recommendations for us this weekend. Hey, Catherine.
Morning, Jack.
Two big names as well, as I was just saying, Marion Keyes and David Baldacci. So let's start off with the latest from Marion Keyes. Tell us about My Favourite Mistake.
So this is a back again following the Walsh family. Yep. And this is Anna's story. And it's got a dual timeline. And so present day Anna has made this decision to leave her very glamorous beauty PR job in New York behind and move back to Ireland. And the second timeline takes us back kind of where she left off in her almost first book, actually, about her bereavement to her husband, Aidan, and, you know, the struggle she and finding herself again in New York. And now she's fast approaching 50 and she's struggling with getting older and dealing with doctors and medical professions. And she has to figure out really where she belongs, both geographically and romantically. So while she was in New York, she was living with a man, Angelo, who's very caring and considerate. And they didn't live together before COVID. And then they moved in together during COVID because it was better than being by themselves. But their relationship didn't survive that lockdown and spending so much time together, which is why she's decided really to go back to Ireland. And her very sensible sister, Margaret, offers her a room in the house. And she's told by recruiters and stuff she won't have trouble finding a job, which turns out to be very different when she's back in Ireland. And she's offered some PR work. And she heads off to do that in this very small town. And her friend Bridget and her husband Colm are building this big retreat. And so the locals aren't happy about the damage on the site. And there's rumours and lots of false ones that the retreat will disadvantage the locals. And Anna's there to placate them and sort out their issues. And so she deals with the oddities and the strangeness of the town and the time and the misunderstandings along the way. So, and Marion Keyes is very good at writing about friendship and love and community. And that humour and wit and emotion and some great characters along the way. But, you know, it's really about, you know, events and relationships and conflict and drama. And, you know, and Marion Keyes has all of those. And, yeah, it's a good read.
Cool. Okay, that's My Favourite Mistake by Marion Keyes. David Baldacci has written A Calamity of Souls. Tell us about it.
So this is a standalone novel from him. And it's unlike anything I've ever read from him. And you get this whirlwind of emotions that about this tale of justice and redemption almost. And you're drawn into this world where echoes of racism, just it's in every facet of society and reverberates everywhere. And that justice from it feels like a dream that will never happen. And so the book's set in Virginia in 1968, after the murders of Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy. And the racial tension is significant. And it's a very big fact of life in this segregated Fremont County town. And Jerome Walsh is this young black married father who served in Vietnam, and he's arrested for the double murder of Leslie and Anne Randolph, who has wealthy white employers. And Jack Lee is a white lawyer from Fremont County, and he embarks on this journey that really challenges his belief and forces him to confront the pervasive racism that's, you know, plagued his community. And he ends up representing Jerome Washington. And he grapples with doubt and fear as he navigates this legal system. And he teams up with a black female lawyer from Chicago who's like almost like a breath of fresh air in his world. And they, you know, like they face off against people in the courtroom and beyond, and, you know, this fight for fair trial. And the characters are interesting and the story's engrossing. And it's not just this tale of a legal battle, but it's about race and power and that enduring struggle for equality. And I was angry and moved and captivated, and by a book I didn't really expect to be. I thought I was opening sort of a novel by David Baldacci that I sort of kind of expected about that courtroom and beyond.
Yeah, right.
But it was far beyond that, and yeah, absolutely well worth a read. It certainly makes you stop and think.
So do you think as a one-off novel as well, it worked? Because obviously he's written a whole series of novels that work off each other.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. I didn't even really think about that when I was reading it. But yeah, you know, none of those other characters, but you just get so engrossed in the narrative of this, and he's such a good writer that, yeah, he can, you know, he gets you into that atmosphere and what it was feeling like.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, Virginia in 1968 and probably a lot of things that haven't changed. And yeah, this is a very personal novel for him too that he writes about. And so, yeah, when you read his author note at the end, it's really interesting about how he came about writing this book and the 10 years that it's taken him to write it.
Yeah, great. Okay, that sounds really good. Thank you, Catherine. A Calamity of Souls is David Baldacci's latest. Marion Keyes has just written My Favourite Mistake.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.